Welcome to this week's episode of Sundays with Poppy. We are here with, of course, Poppy, and we have special guest Mima with us today as well. This is Jordan, grandchild number one. Say hello, Poppy.
Hi, Jordan, grandchild number one.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
We've taken a brief hiatus, but we're very happy to be back.
I'm glad you're back.
We understand Poppy has a lot of great riddles he wants to share with us today.
Absolutely. So let's start out with, what's the difference between an old tire and 365 used condoms?
An old tire and 365 used condoms.
Correct.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Okay.
Okay, let's not reveal the answer until the end.
Okay, I'll have another one then.
Does Mima know?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Oof, okay. And I have no help today. I need Allie. Okay, so we'll think about the answer and we'll let our guests know at the end.
What?
We have another one?
Do the Israelis call the Sea of Galilee?
What do the Israelis call the Sea of Galilee? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to think about both of these. We're not, don't tell me yet. Okay, I'm going to think about that and we'll discuss later.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So.
So, I first went into practice.
Wait, I didn't even get to ask you yet.
Oh, sorry.
He's way ahead of me, Mima. He's too good at this now. So, we left off, I believe, you had just moved to Great Neck, and you were starting Great Neck Pediatrics, which was called something else at the time?
It was called Ehrlich Stein & Cohen.
Right. So, tell me about...
And when they had a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
The host of the party was the chairman of the Department of Pediatrics. And he said, he made a list of people who had gotten gifts in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to Ehrlich and Stein, they got Cohen. That was the gift.
That you were the gift.
Right.
I love it. So what was it like starting your own pediatric practice? Like,
well, I can tell you that the biggest boon to my practice was my wife and my daughters.
Because they were selling you. They were out and about.
They were out and about. Mima joined Hadassah.
What's Hadassah?
What's Hadassah? You don't know what Hadassah is?
Mm-mm.
It's a women's organization for the benefit of Jews in Israel.
Did not know that.
And the Great Neck chapter was a highly successful one. They raised a huge amount of money every year.
So Mima joined, and she had this whole network of Jewish women.
Exactly. And she talked up the practice, and my girls through school talked up the practice.
Did they think it was cool that their dad was the doctor for all their friends?
Yes, they did.
Did they think, they didn't think it was weird that you were everybody's, all their friends' pediatricians?
No. No, I don't think so. I mean, you might ask them, but I don't think so.
We'll have to follow up with them after this.
Okay. I worked hard, but everybody worked hard. And I spent 1 year working in a learning disabilities clinic at Long Island Jewish Hospital.
Oh, wow.
Which I was very interested in at the time.
I didn't know that.
I was very interested in it at the time. And I became very good at diagnosing learning disabilities and what to do about them.
I never knew this.
Okay.
You did that for a year.
I did that for a full year, maybe a bit more even.
This was before you started the practice?
No, this was while I was in practice. I would spend one morning every week in that clinic.
Wow.
I also taught on the wards, the inpatient wards. I would spend 4 mornings a week, not in my office, at the hospital teaching the house there.
Wow. So you were teaching them what?
How to walk in a room and know what's wrong with a kid.
In the pediatric wards.
Yes.
Okay. That's so cool. And did you like doing that?
I loved it.
You loved that?
I loved it.
You liked being in the hospital?
I loved it.
Why? What did you love about it?
I love seeing sick people and knowing what was wrong with them and fixing them.
And did you like teaching?
Oh, I loved it.
I think you would be such a great teacher.
I think I would make a great teacher too, but I can't get hired now.
Well, maybe someone listening to this podcast wants to hire you as like a pediatric medical consultant.
You know, when it dawned on me that I was not going to be in practice anymore, mm-hmm. I looked at all the rosters of the walk-in clinics in the metropolitan area.
You did?
There was no pediatrician on anyone's roster. They were all hospitalists or emergency medicine personnel.
Huh.
But they can't teach what I can teach. I can teach how to get babies on daylight savings
time. I know, that's a trick. So actually, going back, I don't think we ever even talked about why or how you decided that you wanted to be a pediatrician. What made you choose pediatrics? Did you know early on that that's what you wanted?
I like pretty young women. Young
with
mothers.
The moms, young moms.
Yeah.
That's the reason you're gonna give. Is that true, Mima?
It definitely is.
That was it? That was enough for you?
I love being with kids and young people, and I still do.
You were good with kids.
Yes.
And they thought you were funny.
Not really. The biggest thing that you have to sell as a doctor, particularly a children's doctor, is the trust the mother has in you.
Right.
She's bringing you her most precious possession. You can't screw it up.
Right.
And if you can establish that bond, the rest is easy.
So what were your tricks to winning over the mothers when they came in?
By always being right.
He was never wrong. So when you were first in grade night, getting all, like, was it really hard to get all these patients? Or with Mima and your daughters out and about, you just had them flooding in?
Yep.
All their friends were coming to you?
Within 6 months, I had established myself.
Wow. And then after that, Bubba described it to me just before, saying that you and Mima were like the hot, young, royal couple of Great Neck.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but when we went to the movies, we had to put Bubba's head under her coat so people wouldn't see her sucking on her pacifier.
Because your kids still use a pacifier, but you were preaching on everybody else.
Exactly.
Them... Was Bubba the only one with the pacifier?
Yes.
Wow. So, and what was it like to, like, I know when we go out with you now, still we get recognized, like, oh, Dr. Cohen, they come out of nowhere and wanting to hug you. Was it like that? Like, everywhere you went, you got Dr. Cohen.
Yep.
Did you like it? Did you like the attention?
I did not. It was sometimes uncomfortable for me. You know, you'd be out at dinner with your friends, and who needs a lady fawning on you?
Didn't it make you feel cool?
Not really.
Mima, did you like it?
No.
You hated it?
I didn't hate it, but I think as time went on, I liked it more because when Puppy got older and there were so many kids who were older who had remembered him as their pediatrician.
It's so amazing.
I loved him so much and was so thrilled to see him again. I liked that part.
I mean,
I like that part too.
And that's so nice. I mean, I think even it's so crazy. Think about it generationally. For us, going to camp and going to college, all the grandchildren know so many people that you were their doctor.
I know.
That are our age, which is so crazy. Like when I will never forget when I went to camp when I was maybe like 12, a boy, Ross Weinrab,
mm-hmm.
came up to me and was like, your grandpa is my pediatrician. I was like, that's great. And he's like, your grandpa has seen my penis. And I was like, that is lovely. Thank you so much for sharing.
You know, when we go to weddings, I often will say to the groom, I saw your wife naked before you did. I often will do that.
Often.
Often.
That is really funny, Poppy. It's crazy. But it is pretty cool that it's transcended all this time. And
yep.
You still have people coming up to you.
Yep.
People fawn over you and thank you for and love you, so adore you.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome. You made an impact. Do you feel like did you guys make any friends, like, solely, like, that were your patients that you wouldn't have known otherwise, that you, like, really stayed close friends
with? I guess I'd have to answer that yes.
Probably. What about you?
I think that we made friends in the community, whether it was through practice, whether it was through Hadassah, whether it was through Mommy and Bubba and Karen. It was, you know, it was through everybody.
Right.
We made friends. We made a lot of good friends and still have a lot of good friends that we made great.
How did you guys choose Great Neck out of everywhere else in Long Island?
Well, first of all, we became friendly when I was in the Air Force with Buzzy and Sue Nathan.
Oh, right. You mentioned this last time, I think.
And they had lived in Great Neck before they went in the Air Force and were moving to Great Neck once they got out of the Air Force. So they introduced us to Great Neck. I only interviewed two practices. I interviewed one out of five towns.
Right.
Jerry Mazel and Ben Berliner. And I'll never forget that interview. I took my father along, and we walked into the kitchen, and there was a chicken hanging from the ceiling, bleeding into the sink.
Oh, you told us this. That is so gross.
Because they were kosher.
Were a lot of the friends you made in Great Neck kosher?
No.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of Jews.
Mostly.
Well, Great Neck was 90% Jewish at the time.
And was there only one temple that everyone went to, or there were multiple temples?
No, no, no. There were many temples. And now there's walk-in temples, storefront temples.
Really?
Yeah.
Which temple did you guys go to again?
We started with Temple Beth El, and we ended up at Temple Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, right. And there was a rabbi you loved.
Jerry Davidson at Beth El, and Bob Whittem at
Rabbi
Emmanuel.
Whittem. I remember that name.
Right.
He was great?
Yep.
Did you ever do anything? You never read Torah or anything at Temple, did you? Like on the weekends?
I might get called up to the Torah and say the prayer before and after, but I never read it, no.
Right, you did the...
On the High Holidays, he was always part of the...
On the High Holidays, he always did an Aliyah? Because you were the doctor.
I was the rabbi's kid's
doctor. You were the rabbi's kid's doctor? You were everybody's doctor.
Right, he was always also a trustee, tell that
story. Oh, yeah. The rabbi wants her to be a trustee because they were having a 40th or 50th anniversary of the temple's founding, and she ran a beautiful function. So then the rabbi called her and said, I'd like you to become a trustee. So she said, no, let Rick do it. So I became
a
trustee.
So you became a trustee. That's crazy. Mima, you got asked first.
I certainly did.
Did you have Whimsy going at this time? When did Whimsy start?
Whimsy started about maybe a year after Karen's left us, but 1985.
So not quite yet, but pretty soon after you moved there.
And we moved to Great Neck?
Yeah.
No, it was a long time.
No, we moved to Great Neck in 1968.
Oh, right. You had been there a long time before.
Right.
Okay, so you weren't planning parties at that point yet.
No.
Crazy. That comes later. We're going to have to do a whole other episode on Wednesday.
Right.
So do you think that as the girls got older, did they think it was weird that you were all their friends' doctors when they were, like, in high school?
I think they just took it as it came.
They took it as it came. Okay, so what about... So at this time... Okay, Bubba still had a pacifier, so she was young. But when
I think till 19.
Till 19, she had a pacifier.
No.
Do we have any other fun stories in this time of your life? What were you... What did you guys, like... What did you do on the weekends? Did you guys go out for dinner? Were you cooking dinner at home?
We had lots of friends. We went out for dinners. We had a thing called Mystery Night.
Oh, yeah.
So Father would play that.
What was Mystery Night?
You got a group of couples together, and one or two of the group had to plan an activity for an evening.
That's so nice. Who was in the Mystery Night group?
Rubenstein's.
All our friends, a lot of our friends. And nobody knew. It was a surprise, and nobody knew what they were coming into until until that night, so they were surprised by the whole thing.
So one couple got to plan.
One couple got to plan.
So what type?
One or two got to plan.
So what types of stuff would you do?
I don't really remember.
Bobby and I did, I think it was maybe the Nathan says, we did a dance lesson with some dance teacher who was in Great Neck. And then we did Chinese food or something like that. Some people did a beauty parlor. So we had to do the boys had to do the girl's hair. And they had to wash it and dry it. And then we went out to dinner. We also did like you had to be in a show, like they picked a song or something, and you had to perform in front of everybody. It was great.
This
was
is so
cute.
Fun.
It was great. It was really great. We did it for about, we must have done maybe 2 years. We must have done 10 or 12 of them, if not more.
That
and
is amazing.
Everybody loved it. Everybody wanted to be part of our group, but of course we couldn't because we only had, you know, that much space. So it was fun. It was very fun.
That is so fun. I want to start that with my friends. I love that idea. That's so great.
It was. It
so
was
we're not such old fogies.
No, you guys were the hot young royal couple.
Right.
Everybody wanted to be part of your group. I love that.
Do you know that Meghan Markle was married to a patient of mine before she married Prince Harry?
Really?
Yeah.
You knew the patient?
And yeah, and that kid used to cry in my parking lot. And I grew up with his father.
Really?
The grandfather. I went to elementary school and high school with him.
That's so crazy.
And he's a dentist.
You know everybody. Okay, I think it's time for us to think about the answers to your riddles from the original questions.
Okay, let's start with the easy one. What do the Israelis call Lake? The Sea of Galilee.
I have no idea.
Interesting thing is that Nikki didn't know it.
Nikki didn't know
she
it?
She was just there.
She was just there.
When I told her, she knew it.
What's it called? What do they call it?
Lake Kinneret.
Lake Kinneret?
Yep. Kinaret.
All right. I wonder if anybody else got that. That was a hard one. Okay. And then the first one was about tires and condoms.
There is an old tire. What's the difference between an old tire and 365 used condoms? This is mainly for Linda Wattenberg.
Linda Wattenberg, we hope you're listening.
The difference between an old tire and 365 used condoms is that one is a good year. That's the tire. And the other is a banner year.
A banner year?
Fantastic year.
Wow, Poppy. Where do you find these? Okay, let's have a Poppy word of the day to wrap us up.
Word of the day.
A vocab word.
I gotta think about it a minute.
He always has words. I know they're up there.
No, I'm just gonna say that I love you very much and I have no word tonight.
You have no word tonight?
No.
You're sure? Okay, our word is love for today. Everybody knows that one.
Right.
This was so much fun. Mima, any final words?
Thank you, Jordy. You do a great job. We love you.
This was the best. Okay, yeah. we'll see you, I think, next week. We'll see you back here next week for Sundays with Poppy.
Very good.
A Father's Day edition. That's not next week, in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Signing off?
Signing off. Good night, all.
Good night, all.